Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus, and you can smile the rest of the day. I'll sing it just one more time for you. Turn it over to Jesus.
God bless you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen. We thank you so much for listening in to Prayer, Prophecy, and Preaching. We thank God on this morning just for life. So wherever you are in the world, whenever you listen to this, it is a great day to be alive. And for those of my brothers and sisters across the globe, God has a special blessing designed for you. He wants us to boldly approach the throne of grace with confidence. That's what this word tells us, and that's what we're going to do just for a short time on today. This broadcast is brought to you by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio, Holder's House Ministries, and Truth and Power Broadcast from Nigeria. We hope that my prayer partner, Prophet Agbeda, will be joining us soon. We are getting ready to go to boldly to the throne of grace as the Lord instructs us to do. We're asking God to search our God heart and to know us and to know us and God, anything that's wicked in us, Lord, we don't want to have that in us. We want to have right standing with God on today. We bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And give him the glory and the honor. So right after this very, very short song, Part of Greatest Thy Faithfulness by Pastor Troy Sneed, we're coming right back and we're going to go boldly to the throne of grace.
Oh, God. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning, new mercies I see. All that I need is thy hand has provided. Great. Oh Lord,
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. On today, if you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, let me share this with you. All it requires is that, number one, that we acknowledge that we've been sinners. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then you just need to agree with John 3:16, for God did send his Son into the world to save our sins. And then, you know what, just ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of all of your sins. Be willing to make a change and turn. All you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, I accept you in my life today. We always want to share that on the broadcast in case someone listens in and they don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins. Let's boldly approach the throne of grace on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you, God. You are a mighty God. Lord, you are our healer on this morning. Lord, no matter what the issue may be, God, you have an answer for us. God, you told us to cast all of our cares upon you, for you careth for us. So, God, we know that you care for us, so we're giving you all, hallelujah, gondola, about all of our cares, not some, but all. We give you all of our cares on this morning, God. You commanded us in your word to think on the good things, God. So we want to think on good things and proper things. Lord, even on this morning, many are tormented and afflicted in the mind. So, God, we're asking you to deliver the mind and heal the mind. Your word tells us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but, God, you deliver us out of them all. So, God, we thank you on today for delivering us from issues in the mind, God. We thank you for healing, God, for sending your word to heal us. Even on this morning, God, we ask you, God, those that are listening in, God, to send your word. Your word is powerful. Your word is powerful. Your word can heal us. Your word provides solutions. So, God, send the word, God, even to our past, oh, God. Send your word to our past, God. Some of us need healing from the past, emotional healing. God, send your word to our present, God. Lord, we need to know where to go, how to go, when to go. God, order our steps in your word. God, even send the word on our behalf to the future, God, so that we may know, we may meet you at the appointed time. Hallelujah. Have your way. Have your way. God, we thank you on this morning. We thank you and give you the glory and the honor. We're getting ready to bring our partner on the phone, Prophet Agbedo, and we're so glad to have him with us on this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today? Good. God bless you.
Awesome.
God is awesome. Awesome. I just believe he's going to do so many great things for the people of God and deliver their minds and deliver people who've been tormented and afflicted in their mind this morning. But we thank God for you this morning, Prophet Agbedo. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad.
Yes,
and the key to rejoicing is to understand the will of God. If I'm going to rejoice and be glad, I need to live my life within the context of God's word. I have to live my life in the direction of God's counsel. So if you're going to win in life, you need to do what the word said. The Bible says this
word
is the day, not tomorrow. Today is the day of 24 hours miracle.
Ooh.
Today is
Hallelujah.
The day you will break forth and go to your next level. Hallelujah. Today is the day of good news. Expect something good to happen to you today. You're listening to me. And the word of the Lord is, this is the day. This is the day. This is the day of your healing. Not tomorrow.
Yes.
This is the day. This is
Hallelujah.
The day of your deliverance. This is the day of your encounter, not tomorrow. This is the day.
Exactly.
The Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 1, it said, now faith is now.
Now
favor. Now. This is the day.
Oh,
the potential to receive and to break forth is within the atmosphere. This is the day. You see, the beauty of walking by faith is that God gets involved.
Hallelujah.
The beauty of walking by faith is that God gets involved. When you walk by faith, you're giving God something to walk with. Your faith is what you give to God to walk with. If anything unusual is going to break out in your life, it's because of your faith walk. You see, walking by faith is the key to unlocking greater possibilities. You know, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3 said, he that cometh to, verse 6, 11, Hebrew 11 verse 6 said, he that cometh to God must believe. He that cometh to God must believe. See, your transformation begins by believing. And believe in the word of God. He that cometh to God must believe.
Yes.
When you believe God's word, that is the platform for transformation. The same Hebrew 11 verse 2, it said, by its elders obtain good reports. How do you get good reports? By faith. You get good reports by faith. So your challenges shouldn't stop your faith walk. Your challenges shouldn't stop your faith walk. So if you're walking by faith, you have victory. You have victory over the cancer. You have victory
yes.
over the virus.
Victory.
Yes, we are called to live by divine mandate. We are called to live in dominion. We are called to live triumphantly because the victory of Jesus is our victory. And we have to enforce that victory by revelation knowledge. That's how you enforce the victory. You enforce the victory by revelation knowledge. This is what Christ has given to me, and I'm walking in the light of it, so I enforce my victory. So now faith is, and this is the day. This is the day to receive what you've been believing God for.
This is the day
to receive what you've been believing God for. If your expectation is up, your miracle will be released. If your expectation
is
up, your miracle will be released.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't walk by faith, but they want to see something happen. No. It said, he that cometh to God must believe
and
your
that
faith
he is
the ingredient of miracle. Your faith is the ingredient of miracle. If you're going to see the miraculous, it's because faith is present. Your faith is the ingredient of the miraculous. So if we want to see the manifestation, the power of God, the flow of the Holy Ghost, we need to walk by faith. And this is the will of God, that your faith connects to God's will. It says, follow those who through faith and patience obtain the promise. So no matter the situation you're facing next morning, you can live victoriously. You can live victoriously. It doesn't matter how much the money is, my God will supply all your needs. So get ready for miracle next morning. Get ready for miracle this morning. I'm gonna read a scripture in Mark Gospel chapter 5. And this woman had an issue here in Mark Gospel chapter 5 from verse 25. In Mark Gospel chapter 5, verse 25, it said, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years.
Right.
12 years is not 12 days. 12 years is not 12 minutes. 12 years is not 12 months. 12 years is not 12 hours. He says she had an issue of blood for 12 years, and the scripture said in verse 26, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. She spent money, not faith. She was using money to solve the problem. This is to let you know that money has limits. It is not every problem that money can solve. From this scripture, we saw that money couldn't help this woman to have a health care.
We saw
that money couldn't help her to get her problem solved. She was spending money, but the money could not solve the problem. So having money is not a guarantee that problems will be solved. We need to understand that problems can be spiritual sometimes. We need to understand especially sickness and disease. So money couldn't solve the problem because it is not a money problem.
Right.
There is a money problem, and there is a spiritual problem. The problem here is not a money problem, it's a spiritual problem. Because they tried all they could to do, it grew worse. It grew worse because money couldn't handle the situation. We are not called to trust in money, we are called to trust in God.
Never trust in what you have.
Always trust in God. Never trust in what you have. Always trust in God. There's a great danger in trusting in what you have, because what you have is not enough to bail you. What you have is not enough to take care of your destiny. So that she trusted money here, and she walked around trying to solve a problem. Let me say this to you. Every problem will bow to the integrity of God's word. Every problem will bow to the integrity of God's word. Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, give us a picture. And the earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God moved. Verse 3 said, and God spoke. Let there be light. God spoke. So solution is released through words. When we speak the word of God, we have a living solution. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, it said the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than two-edged sword. So when we speak God's word, we are releasing solution. We are releasing solution when we speak the word. The word of God is the power of God. Psalm 107, verse 20, said he sent forth his word, and his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So the word in Mark chapter 8 from verse 5, the centurion came to Jesus, and while he was talking to Jesus about his situation with his servant, and Jesus said, I will come and heal him, and he said, speak the word only, speak the word only.
Yes.
Now
speak
the servant said, your
word
have I hid in my heart.
Yes.
Your word
yes.
have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you. He said, your word is a lamp unto my feet. Your word, your word, your word. Colossians 3, verse 16, he said, let the word of God dwell in you richly. And Paul was writing to his son in the gospel. He said, 2 Timothy 2, 15, he said, study the word, study the word. You see, you get revelation by study. You get revelation by study. There is an inspiration that comes when you study the word of God. When you study God's word, you're open for revelation. And revelation is the key to unlocking greater possibilities. When you receive a rhema from God, a rhema is a spoken word of God concerning a specific situation. So when you study God's word, there is a revelation that comes to you. St. John Gospel 15, verse 3. He said, ye are cleansed by the word which I have spoken to you. So God's word comes with a cleansing power. That was why he said in the Hebrew chapter 2, verse 1, he said, let the word of God, the things we have learned should not slip from us, should not slip away. So we need to hold on to the things we have learned. In Colossians 1, verse 9 to 10, he said that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will. That ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
So lack of knowledge brings destruction and humiliation and oppression. Wherever you see demonic oppression, someone is ignorant of God's word. Wherever you see demonic, the demons oppress people who don't have the knowledge of God's word. That is
Hallelujah.
In Isaiah 5, verse 16, he said, my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. You know, in Mark chapter 4, the scripture was telling them, Jesus was talking about the parable of the sower, who went forth to sow word, sow seed, and that seed represents the word of God. He said, some fell on the wayside, some fell on the good ground, some fell on the rocky soil. You know, all manner of situations happen when the word of God is being sown. Some people don't pay attention. You see, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, he said, my son, attend unto my word.
Yes,
in Proverbs 4, verse 18, he said, the path of the just is a shining light. It shineth better and better unto a perfect day. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, we're giving us a picture. If you would do my commandments, I will set you on high above all the nations. When Moses died and Joshua took over the leadership responsibility, one of the key instructions that God gave to Joshua was to meditate on the word. So that has to do with with Joshua 1 verse 8. In Joshua 1 verse 8, it says, meditate on the Lord day and night. Let this book of the law not depart. So if you have God's word, that is the source of faith. Whenever God is asking you to do something and he's telling you something, whatever God is saying to you, the faith to do it comes with what God is telling you.
Amen.
Whatever God is telling you right now, the faith to do it, you're hearing me right now. Today is your day of miracle. I'm saying it. Today is your day of miracle. When did the condition of the woman of the issue of blood change? It was when she heard Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith coming by hearing by the word of God. So she heard about Jesus and she said, 2 Corinthians 4 verse 13, having the same spirit of faith, therefore we have believed, therefore have we spoken. So the spirit of faith has an expression. The spirit of faith has expression. And she believed and she said, and that was the beginning of the miracle. She said, if I can touch, I will be made whole. This morning you're hearing me. Today is your day of healing, my God. Today is your day of healing. Today, John the Baptist said, now, he said, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence will take it by force. So take your healing by force. Take your deliverance by force. Take your restoration by force. Take your encounter by force. This is the time to walk in the supernatural overflow. This is the time to walk in the release of the Spirit. I pray for you right now.
In the name of Jesus.
I command the devil that stands against your will. Go, I cast out that spirit in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You've been battling with depression.
You've
been battling with the
spirit
of depression. The word of the Lord is coming right now. Every force of depression is broken by the power of God.
In the
name of Jesus. Yes, yes.
Break that right now in the name of Jesus.
Someone has been battling with the spirit of fear. And the word of God said in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, for God have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. I rebuke fear. I rebuke fear.
In the name of Jesus, we come against it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Father. You are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. You are listening to me right now. The Lord said, arise and shine. You can make it. You can make it progress. You can expel. In the name of Jesus, restoration is coming. Restoration is coming. In Joel chapter 2, verse 21, the fear of the Lord will do great things. Fear not, the Lord will do great things. This is your season of supernatural manifestation. This is your season of divine compensation. This is your season of divine restoration. This is your season to walk in 24 hours miracles. This is your season to have good news. I hear in my spirit supernatural shift. Supernatural shift. Supernatural shift. Something is turning around in your favor. Oh my God. Something is turning around in your favor. You will meet with your financial boas this week. You will have an opportunity to make multi-million dollars this week. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy to you. Oh, Revelation 3 verse 8, I set before you an open door. It said, no man can shut it. I speak into your future. Oh, Colossians 1 verse 27, give us a picture that Christ in you is the hope of glory. And because Christ is in you, you are victorious. You are successful. Glory means splendor. Glory means brightness. Your best of days are ahead of you. I said your best of days are ahead of you. Your best of days are ahead of you. You will prosper in the land. You will prosper in the land. Your voice will be heard. I prophesy to you in the next 48 hours, someone capable of helping you will show up and that matter will be over. I said that matter will be over. In the name of Jesus, I release you into your future. I release you into your calling. I release you into your destiny.
Yes,
I release you into your mission.
In
the name of Jesus, I command new opportunities to overtake you. I command new open doors to come. A better relationship to come. In that, I believe God
knows
what trusting for better relationship. I release that man to come your way. I release that woman to come your way, that brother.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command the dryness to be over. I command the emptiness to be over. Let money come to you. Let increase come to you. I pray for your spiritual life that you grow in the things of the spirit. It's a blessing that those who do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. May your hunger for God rise. May your hunger for God rise. Hunger for fellowship. Hunger for his presence. Hunger for his will. Hunger for his word. Receive a divine baptism today. Receive a divine impartation. Paul said, I jolly to come that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts that at the end ye may be established.
Hallelujah.
Receive gifts in the name of Jesus. I release the anointing upon you. I release grace upon you. You're hearing me right now. May your story change. Every opposition will bow before you. Every trial will bow before you. Every temptation will bow before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Good news you will hear. You will hear good news. You will hear good news in the next 24 hours. In the next 24 hours, you will hear good news. Something new will be added to you. Something will multiply around you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
In the name
of Jesus.
Name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. You know, Prophet, and as you were praying, it just came to me, the people of God, the people of God really, really need how to submit to God. I mean, you told the story of the woman with the issue of blood and how she had spent all this money, but she got to a point of desperation. She was desperate and willing to do what she had to do, and she pressed, she pressed into the things of God. So what is happening today? People want a quick fix. And it's not the day of a quick fix. People have to do the basics like praying, reading, studying the word. Praying, reading, studying the word. Get the word in your spirit. So you know how to press into the word. You know how to press in to receive your blessings. Like the woman with the issue of blood. So it's not something people just want to be able to come. Well, Lord, I'm going to pray this one time, and it's going to happen. People have to get to know God and to know the will of God. And to get to know God and the will of God, you got to spend time with him. You have to spend time with his presence. You have to understand what he's saying and how he's saying and when and how he tells you to move, to understand his timing. It's the timing. It's in the timing. People of God that are listening, it's in God's timing. It's in God's timing. In God's timing. And he wants you to move and to be blessed, to be blessed. So if we don't understand his timing and when we're supposed to move, we can miss our blessing. The word can be spoken to you, but you must take the word, meditate over the word, and let God lead you. Let God keep you on the pathway of his word so that word can be manifest in the fullness, in the fullness, in the fullness, in the fullness of the promise. Not part of the promise, the fullness of the promise does require what? Patient endurance. How do you get that patient endurance? You have to get in God's presence, stay the word, read the word. It's good about stay in the word and read the word. That's the word for the day. Mm-hmm. Complete, 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 complete. Complete, yes, complete, yes, complete, yes. What we do from week to week, and when we hang up the phone today, we have to keep our minds stayed on the things of God. We have to keep the love of God in our heart. And some of you out there who still have some hatred and some bitterness and envy and jealousy, the blessings are not going to come until you repent of that. We can't agree and partner with the evil things of God. We have to agree and partner with the things of God. Just say yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord. Lord, I pray for the saints of God today that they would say a real, real yes, Lord. Complete yes, God, to give up to you, to press into your things, to know your will, God, so that we can arise and shine, that the light will come, that people will see the light. So many people are doing things out of competition. In the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of competition in the body of Christ. I come against that spirit of envy and jealousy in the body of Christ. But we lose the unity of God, lose the ability to celebrate others, lose the ability to bless others. It's about the proper time, brother, to think of others other than ourselves. We bind as a selfish spirit, even in the body of Christ. But God, help us to love. Help us to love. Love, 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 love. Love, 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 love. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you for blessing us and keeping us even on today. We thank you for the man of God, prophet us, wait on now. He's blessing us, continue to bless his meeting during this time of fasting and conflict. Consecration, God. We thank you for the ministry, even on today. Prophet, I thank you so much for the word. Thank you so much for the word on today. But it's just been coming to me that the people of God got to learn how to press in. They really have to say yes. We have to read the word. Got to read the Bible. You got to study. Study the word and study many different things. But we thank God on today. We only have a few minutes left, Prophet, so can you give the listening audience the information where they could listen to some of your teaching and messages and your website?
Well, you know, thank you very much, Dr. Faye, for being a huge blessing. And I want to encourage everyone that is listening online this morning on radio station, you got to partner with Dr. Faye. She's doing something awesome. She's bringing the blessing your way. You got to partner with her. You have to partner with her. You have to pray for her. You have to send an offering, a seed, to support what is going on. It is the right thing to do when you are fed with God's word. Dr. Faye is a blessing. Is blessing to this generation. We got to support what the Lord is doing through her. Hallelujah. And I encourage you to partner with her. This is an awesome woman of God. I trust her. She's a woman of credibility and integrity. And that is why I've stayed with her for these years now, working with her for these months now.
Amen.
I'm working with her. She has integrity. Hallelujah. So you can get my website. My website is www.tdccfaith.org. Faith.org or www.tdcczoe.org. If you go to any of the websites, you can download my materials for free and you can read some things. And I pray God bless you and enjoy your best of days. And you can follow me on Facebook, Faith Man of Weather, on Facebook, and Twitter is TDCCPH. So when you come to Facebook, just go to Faith Man of Weather and you can send me a friend's request and you follow me and you enjoy this rich teaching ministry that is going on here. Thank you very much. Dr. Faye, you're being a blessing. I pray that your best days ahead of you and you will continue to walk in supernatural miracles.
Amen.
Signs and wonders and provision. Thank you,
Dr.
Faye.
Amen. Thank you all for listening in this morning. And certainly you could follow me on Facebook, or my Facebook page is Dr. Faye Maureen Brand. My website is drfaymaureen.com. Follow to learn more about us, the books and the CDs and other parts of the ministry. We thank you for listening in this morning, and be with us again on next week to be blessed with prayer, prophecy, and preaching with Dr. Faye and Prophet Faith and Albedo. Be blessed as we end the episode playing a little bit of Put It on the Altar by Jessica Reedy. Be blessed and take care.
Hey, let me hear you say, oh, oh, oh. Let me hear you say, oh, 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 oh. It's been a real hard couple of months. You had enough,
uh-huh.
But it's been hard for everyone. You're not alone,
uh-huh.
You've been hurting way too long. Let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar, hand it over and leave it.